Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. This is the I Am Rappaport podcast, and we're coming live from the Gloom Tomb Studios in Los Angeles.
I get nasty like a muck pile, pay you out of luck, child, because my fuck style is fuck wild. Back off the firm germ, courtship is short term, boy, that the last drop of sperm. I wreck it, so check it, that's life livid there. I make your mama strip naked and just give it here. What I said.
This is the I Am Rappaport podcast, and we're coming live from the Gloom Tomb. It's just me, myself, and I. And I have my special guest. Are you warranted to even be called a special guest, Dean?
Because, like, it's just you. I've only been in two, though.
You've been in two, so it's like kind of like, oh, yeah, that guy again. And then also, it's like, we don't have, like, Logan. He's, like, a big star.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
don't
like,
need that.
Should we say special guest? Or, like, what would we call you, Dean Collins? Like, who the fuck?
The young nephew.
The young nephew, Dean Collins, is in the place to be. So, me and Dean, today, for some reason, my phone, I don't know why. Because, you know, this is the I Am Rappaport podcast, and of course, I am Michael Rappaport, and of course, like, I'm like, you know, sort of a kind of big deal.
You are a big deal.
And you would think that telemarketers would have no access to me. But for some reason, when me and the young nephew, Dean...
I gotta take those calls, because, like, you shouldn't be taking those calls. Like, you need an assistant to be dealing with them, and I picked up the phone today.
Dean picked up the phone today from the telemarketers, and we decided we're not gonna take any more fucking shit from you telemarketers.
Thing is, you gotta turn it around on them.
You gotta flip it on them.
Flip it.
So...
When someone's asking you questions... You ask it right back.
Yeah, how about I'm asking you questions
now? We just turned it. Yeah, now we're asking you.
Our goal for when a telemarketer calls me now is
to really, like, just bug the shit out of them until they hang up on you.
They no longer want to do their job.
They can't even do it.
Like, they want to, like, they don't give a fuck. So, and which brings me to, we're watching the game between the Houston Rockets and the Warriors.
Harden
and
just walking in.
Stephon Curry, I'd say you're probably... You're probably my favorite player in the NBA, and I've talked about the fact that I don't think you brush your hair for the games, and I get it. You kind of have the curly thing, and you're like, it's like I make it look good, but not too good. But now I'm concerned about your general style. I just saw you walk into the game with a jean vest with leather sleeves. Now, I know you're Steph Curry, and I fuck with you. You know, Steph Curry, if you're listening, you know Mike Rapp fucks with you. I've been fucking with you since you were at Davidson. I fucked with your father when he was... When I was at camp, basketball camp, they talked about Wardell Curry being the best shooter ever. This is all respect. This is a compassionate thing. I got to talk to you about the way you're coming into these games, like your style.
But do you think that he's dressing himself like this is... Has to be a stylist being like, look, I think it'd be dope if you were this.
I bet you it's his beautiful wife. He's got a beautiful wife. His daughter. Did you see his daughter?
I haven't seen her.
It's hard to fuck with Stephon Curry because he's so cool and so classy. But I'm doing it compassionately.
No,
you got to tone it down, my man. You don't need to come in with a jean vest with leather sleeves.
Yeah.
Like, even the MVP of the league doesn't need a jean vest.
What about Westbrook? How you feel about his style?
Russell Westbrook... You know, at first I would say Russell Westbrook's style was Buckwild, and yeah. I would say, like, yo, Russell Westbrook. But first of all, he's young. He's Russell Westbrook. You got to be a little bit way out there if you're Russell Westbrook.
I like how he's doing it.
But, I mean, would
he's
you
doing
wear
it right.
half, would you wear half the shit if you were Russell Westbrook?
Fuck it. Let's
you're
do
the same
it.
Age as
Fuck
Russell
it.
Westbrook.
No way.
He's 25, and you're...
I'll be 25 in a couple
when
days.
When this airs, you're 25.
Holy shit. That scares me.
Do you feel like you're, like, behind in life?
No. Like, yeah, of course I do. I look at the fucking TV and I'm like, oh, wow, Russell Westbrook's doing all this crazy shit.
And Russell Westbrook's
shit.
25.
Yeah, I'm not
like
doing
James
shit
Harden,
yet.
James Harden, I think, is younger than you.
No,
like, you're the same
no,
age.
Not.
Yeah, James Harden looks like he's 36. That fucking beard. James Harden in
just
the
shave
offseason,
the beard, man.
Cut the fucking
just
beard.
Shave it. Trim it. Do something.
Like, just, like, start from scratch.
I feel like he's got worms living
like,
in there
yeah,
or something,
yeah,
there's
man. Definitely maggots and, like, possible...
All sorts
like,
of shit.
You gotta get your shit. You gotta shave your shit, and then you gotta get, make sure there's nothing, like, you know, no, yeah. like, bacteria living
no,
in there.
No, he's got some secrets under there, though.
Yeah.
He's hiding money.
Secrets
and, like,
and
something's
lies.
Going... Secrets and lies, for sure.
Like, have you ever lost your keys, your credit card, or your wallet in that
James
fucking
James Harden
thing?
Probably has it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Go fucking call him.
James Harden,
he's got a lot
it's time
shit.
To start from scratch. But that brings me to this, Dean. This is yeah. called Break Dean's Balls.
Go ahead.
So, Dean, you're the same age as Russell Westbrook.
I don't like that.
You're
fuck.
25 and Russell Westbrook is 25.
Sure. We don't have to
Stephon
bring that up.
Stephon Curry
yeah.
is like 26, maybe
okay.
27.
Okay.
So these are guys in your demographic.
And they've been doing it for a long time.
They're doing it. They're fucking rich. They're wearing clothes that make no sense.
Yeah.
And you're up in here doing the I Am Rapport podcast yeah. with a t-shirt with coffee stains on it.
Well, the only reason is because it was a bumpy drive to your house. And so that's why the coffee stains. But I'm proud of what I'm wearing. And, you know, I keep it low key. I don't like to be that guy. Yes, I'm an LA native. And I don't like to be like the flashy guy. You know, I drive a Prius. I got rid of my Audi. I'm driving Priuses now. I'm environmentally friendly.
Is that why you drive the Prius?
Yeah, you know, to keep me slowing down a little
right.
bit. I got the Audi and it was very
let's
flashy.
Let's talk about your driving history. Your driving history is fucked.
It's super fucked.
You have a fucked up driving history.
I know, I do.
Are you have a legal license at this point?
I do. I had to renew it, and like most people, when they renew it, they just take a picture and they send you off. You go on your way. I had to retake the test because they were like, "Hey,
they flagged you.
They know. Yeah.
So you were close to losing your license at 25, and Russell Westbrook is
taking fucking private jets. He doesn't have to worry about his license.
He's wearing all kinds of crazy clothes.
I know.
So I mean, does that fuck with you?
Of course it does.
You barely have a fucking license.
Yeah.
And Russell Westbrook is like, you know, doing Snickers commercials and he's wearing polka dot shirts into the game.
Yeah, Durant's doing Sonics commercials and that's cool.
And Durant's probably 25 too.
Oh,
a whole bunch of these dudes, they're young.
It's inspiring to watch. It makes me just, you know, I'm hungry to do it.
Like when you're watching Stephon Curry warm up for the game doing that double dribble shit, like are you like, fuck, he's 27 and like I have coffee stains on my shirt.
Yeah.
Like are you feeling like that? Are you
now
like,
I am. Because
you
you're saying, well, you're saying it out loud like that and like I kind of had that like,
you
inner monologue.
You buried that thought away?
I buried it really far behind, like just in the back of my fucking head. And then you're talking about it now, like on the podcast,
yeah,
like the
whole
microphone,
world knows.
And like now everyone's listening.
But it's good to like, see, I look at this podcast sometimes as like a therapeutic thing. Like,
I kind of, it's
it
making
out.
Me feel good actually.
Like, it's just you and me in here, but then like 10,000 people are going to listen like that because the I Am Rapport podcast, the shit's taken off.
Can I like talk about like.
What?
No, I feel like I've had like a lot of problems lately.
Go
like,
on, go into it. The people want to hear it. They're compassionate group.
All right, I just want to give a little shout out. Not even a shout out. This is like a fucking
my man. Ho, whoa.
What's up,
my man?
What's
we
up?
Don't do shout outs.
No, it ain't a shout out. It's
no. My nephew. We don't. What? Oh, who are you gonna bash?
I was gonna
bash
a hotel that I fucking hate.
Okay, what happened at the hotel?
So I had an incident last year.
Don't bash them and let because they might want to be a sponsor. But if they don't want to be a sponsor,
no, they don't. They're fucking scum of the earth.
Okay, what happened at the hotel?
So there's a hotel called the. Here's the problem. Okay. I love it. I think it's great. There's stripper poles in the room. They keep it classy. There's record players. You could buy the records. All this shit. I went a little too hard. I'm in a band, for those who don't know.
Pacific the Band.
It's called Pacific.
Let's drop Pacific the Band beat right now. Boom. Pacific the Band. Pacific the Band is that shit. Like, talk about Prius commercials. Like, your music sounds like it should be selling cars,
whatever,
and all that shit.
All that shit, for sure.
That's for real. That's so, like, I know people are like, why are you shitting on Dean?
No.
Like, I am really for real.
And fuck, you came out to a show.
I came out to the first show.
The very first show we ever played. And then
I just came out to one. And but the fucked up thing is, when I came out to see Pacific the Band last time, while Pacific the Band was on stage performing at the venue in Hollywood, you were harassing me.
I called you out because...
But that's not cool.
But look, you're calling me out like this. Like, you're putting me on blast at all. Like, this is your fan base, right? I'm just a guest on your show. Like, this is your
10,
show.
10,000 people are going to be listening to this.
But
that's no bullshit.
No, it's not.
The Rap-A-Pack is no fucking joke.
No, it's not. And I respect that. But then you come to my fucking
32
hood,
people.
Right? 30. No, it was
show.
More. It was sold out. It was over capacity.
132 people.
Right? And I called you out, and it made you uncomfortable.
It did make me
uncomfortable. And I told you to stand up, too. I wanted everyone to see your face. I wanted them to see what I was dealing with.
I know, but I didn't
And you had that fucking boil on at that time, too. And people were like, oh,
it's not a boil.
It's gone. We don't have to talk about it.
The thing that was on my chin was not a boil.
Oh, we're going to get... Look,
it was diagnosed first as a benign cancer thing. You feel bad now, asshole?
Now I did,
but then they said it wasn't benign cancer, because I was using that as an excuse.
And then I was back to, hey...
And then it was an ingrown hairnail, an ingrown hair that got infected.
Ugh.
But the reality is the thing on my chin's fucking gone
it
now.
It looks good. I have to tell you.
My fucking chin
good.
Is good.
It's a long time coming, but it's...
It's been six
it's
months of hell,
there.
To be honest with you.
I don't blame you.
And
I
own that
you.
Fucking thing on
you
my
did.
Chin.
You did. You embrace that shit. Most people cover up. I think you did that in the beginning stage, and I was like, hey, man... This looks crazy. You look fucking nuts.
Well, I was walking around with
you
a
did the
baby.
AOL commercial, and it was like, holy shit.
I was on TV from December through May with some crazy shit on my face.
And the craziest part about it is, I'd say this is like one of your best times.
December through March through May.
It's been
May,
a good year for you so far.
And you know, and I want to just say this, and then we're going to get back Pacific to Band. You know, every time, when you see an actor... Or when you see me, let's just put it like, don't say to me, what are you doing? What are you up to?
On the streets or just on your Periscope?
No, because when I see people on the street, sometimes they'll say to me, what are you up to? And I say, I'm walking down the street, fuckhead.
What are you up to?
What are you up to? Or I'm drinking my coffee, minding my business, maybe with my son or with my friend's daughter. And I was with my friend's daughter, beautiful girl, 4 years old, on my shoulder. I'm walking down the street. And this guy comes up to me, Mike Rapp, what's up? And I don't mind that. I love that. I love the love, and I appreciate it every time. And I give you five. But do you not notice that I have a four-year-old on my neck?
What did he say after I love you?
After he said I love you, I said, thank you, my man. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm walking down the street. He said, but what are you up to? And I said, I'm walking down the street with a four-year-old on my neck.
It's my Sunday, and you're asking me what I'm up to.
I'm with the little niece on my and I'm like, you're not even making eye contact with her. Like, you're wet. Like, you're bugging out.
Yeah, you're just like...
If you know, like, give me the love. I want the love. But if I am with, if I'm talking on the phone, a head nod is dope.
That's cool. I wouldn't.
And you can even give me a what's
someone.
Up. I'll give you a what's up back. But if it goes any further when I'm talking on the phone, you're gonna get the classic Mike Rapp back turn. I'm gonna turn my. I'm gonna do a 180. I'm gonna turn my back to you and start walking. That's what I'm gonna get. And or I might just turn my back to you and not walk. And then you're talking to the back of my head.
Do people ever, do they come over to you and they go, hey, you're that actor. What do I know you from?
That's another
one
thing.
Of them.
Say to me, or
what,
any
what have you
actor,
been in? What have you been in?
Any celebrity,
anybody,
basketball player, hockey player, soap opera actor, person from a band, news person, don't say to them, where do I know you from?
It's 2015. Get your fucking phone out.
Google a bitch.
Google whatever you got to do. It's that fucking easy. Look at the IMDb resume. Then walk over and you go, hey, man, I loved you in that fucking show. I loved you in this. I loved you in that. And you're like, yo, I appreciate that. But when someone's like, what do I know you from? And no. What is it, though? What
and
is
then
it?
I say, friends. And they go, no.
That's not it.
I don't know. Deep Blue Sea?
No, I've never seen that.
Fuck, man. I've been in a lot of shit.
No, you know what? I think I'm thinking of another person entirely, but I'm sorry to bother you about that.
So then I feel like shit.
Right.
And I've interrupted my whatever I'm doing, And now I'm the one who's felt like shit because I didn't live up to your expectations.
Have you taken a photo with somebody that, like, they I've think taken, you're somebody else?
My girlfriend got into an argument with somebody the other day because we were at some shit in New York.
Yeah.
And this chick comes up to me, because, can I take a photo with you? Of course. I take the photo with you. And then I walked to where I was going because she interrupted me on my walk to the bathroom. I had actually, it was at an event with a suit on and I had swamp ass.
Oh, shit.
And then when I walked away, she said to my girlfriend, who was that? And my girlfriend was like, why the fuck would you ask him to take a picture if you didn't know who the fuck
that's
it was?
That's it? She
said that to him. Yup. She said that. It was a girl.
What'd she say?
The girl didn't say shit. She walked away. She goes, that's fucking rude. Why would you ask him to take a picture if you don't know who the fuck it is?
I don't understand.
And I was like, yeah.
Mentality.
Yeah.
Who does that?
It. Yeah. So anyway, so Pacific anyway, the
so
Band.
I'll get to my point
listen,
about it.
No bullshit. If you like, what would you say? Like, it's kind of like, it's pop, but it's kind of surfery. It's
like surf rock, like alternative indie rock.
Dope.
Like if you're a fan of the Strokes or right. you're a fan of like Arctic Monkeys
fuck
or
with Pacific the Band. Fucks with yeah. Pacific. Download the shit. Where can you get Pacific the Band?
You could go to pacifictheband.com. You could go to our Facebook, our Twitter /Pacific the Band.
All right. So what were you going to say?
So about, my point. So anyway,
Blake Griffin is your age. I just want to like
crazy.
Feel good about
and
your life,
that is
but
dope.
Not
and,
that.
And
good.
By the way, this commercial that we're watching,
he's good on commercials.
Me and my brother, we always quote this. My brothers today, like with the Kia commercial.
Do you think that Blake Griffin's a better actor than you?
Oof. Like, you know what? I think he's gotten better because I've seen his older shit and
good.
He's gotten good.
Blake
this
Griffin,
Kia commercial is fucking great.
Yeah, no, Blake Griffin, he gets it. He knows that he does his deadpan. He stays with it. You know what I like about his acting,
yeah.
Blake Griffin? He doesn't go too far. Like, he knows his limits.
He does.
Sometimes he doesn't know his limits as a basketball player because I've said it before. Blake, stop trying to dunk from 46 feet out.
But he can fucking do it too.
Nah, but you're going to break your fucking neck, bro.
Maybe he hasn't though. Don't put that on him either.
I don't
want
to put it on him.
No,
I don't want
putting bad energy and bad juju on
him. No, I'm not putting juju on him. All I'm saying is that Blake Griffin, I fuck with you. You know I fuck with you. I actually met Blake Griffin, me and my girlfriend, who's black. And she said to Blake Griffin, you're like our son. And Blake Griffin looked at her like she was out of her fucking... And she goes, what do you mean? And I had to fix it because she was like, she likes Blake Griffin. I was like, she means like if we had a son, he would kind of look like you. And Blake Griffin was like, yeah, but then I wouldn't be able to jump. And I was like, it's funny, Blake Griffin. You're funny.
See,
he's funny. But he never smiles. I like it. But Blake Griffin, I fuck with you hard. But listen, my man, stop trying to take off from half court. Stop it.
But when he pulls it off, it looks so fucking sick.
When he pulls it off, but a lot of times he's like on his fucking ass because he tries to dunk from out of bounds.
I know.
Like you're passing the ball out of bounds. Don't try to dunk.
Yeah.
Like just pass the ball in. Like he tries to dunk from anywhere and everywhere.
I respect that though.
I'm worried about him.
I know it's coming out of, yeah.
Have you heard that thing about the Clippers being called the new NWA? No. Never winning anything? I didn't invent it, guys, but I will deliver a good joke.
I really don't like
that.
The LA
Clippers are the NWA of the NBA.
Championship team.
Never
look at all them.
Winning any
fucking bullshit. I heard that.
Oh,
you know what? Fuck them all.
Shit.
Fuck the Cavs too.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not going to get in the basket.
Okay, stay focused.
Stay focused. The coffee's getting you
everywhere. See, I am Rapport Pockets. I am so jacked up on
you are.
Starbucks and Snapple. I had two Snapples and then a Starbucks. I'm fucking off my fucking tree right now.
It's good. You're like, it's good.
We're fired up here.
So back to the Pacific thing.
Okay, Pacific
I wasn't
the
just
band.
There giving a shameless plug, okay? I had a show. By the way, we have a this is a shameless plug. June 5th, Hotel Cafe.
Yo, come
in Los Angeles.
June
come
5th,
out.
Hotel Cafe. I'll be there.
Michael Rapaport will be at our show.
I don't know what that buys you, but I will be at the show at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood.
And he's bringing all the I Am Rapaport podcast t-shirts.
I am bringing whatever I have left.
Everything.
We're giving away I Am Rapaport podcast t-shirts. Now, I just want to say one thing about that. Unfortunately, I have a lot of I Am Rapaport podcast t-shirts, but I said this before. I imagined when I was ordering the I Am Rapaport podcast t-shirts that the people listening were fat animals. They were like myself. I'm not saying like I'm ripped.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm a fat animal, but I'm like a guy.
With a dad bod.
I have a dad bod.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm 6'2". I have a dad bod. I like to wear my t-shirts light. It's the summer. You don't want your shit.
No.
We're not going to Russell
Swamp
Westbrook
ass
it.
On your fucking.
No, and I'm not Russell Westbrook it. No disrespect to Russell Westbrook or James Harden. I'm not wearing my shit super tight.
Keep it real.
Okay. It's just I come from a different era. It's not even that I'm trying to hide my body. It's just like I just come from a different era.
It's comfortable.
And I imagine
a little
that the guys. And the women, I don't know why I thought this, would be husky types. So I have like
200 double XL I Am Rappaport podcast t-shirts and about 175 XL I Am Rappaport podcast t-shirts. And I'm bringing all of them to the Pacific The Band concert June fucking 5th.
9:30 p.m.
At, what's the name of the place?
Hotel Cafe.
And the shit's going to be dope. And if you come and you want a t-shirt and if it's too big, cut it.
Cut it. And you know what? We're going to take an opportunity right now. I'd like to tell you, because I know you were telling me this, we're looking into I Am Rappaport tank tops for girls.
Yep.
Very soft ass tank tops.
Soft ass tank tops.
So that those girls could fucking rock it, get their nice, you know, luscious breasts out there.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll bring scissors to the fucking thing. You could cut the shit.
We'll do it right there.
Yo, Dean will cut the shit on stage.
I will stop my show. Yeah, I'll do it on stage. And by the way,
customize your shit. And then sign it, and then he'll blow a kiss on it so you could have the scent of Dean Collins. And a lot of people are like, who the fuck is Dean Collins? Did you ever see a show called The War at Home? He played my son. Okay, we were on the air for two seasons on Fox. Dean Collins played my son, and the show got canceled about how many years ago?
Oh, fuck. Honestly, eight.
And he thinks he's still my son.
I believe in Michael. You know, I believed in him.
No. But I'm saying you're still around.
Oh, like, yeah.
The show's over, still here.
Of course, I'm still here. I got nothing else to
do. We started our tandem career with the War at Home Freakout, which you could see on YouTube.
Go to YouTube, and I have
Look up the War at Home Freakout.
The War at Home Freakout, there's three parts. There's a Tribe Called Quest part.
War at Home Freakout part 2, and then the War at Home Freakout part 3, the Tribe Called Quest version.
A Tribe Called Quest Freakout. And then if you follow me on Instagram, at the Dean Collins, you could find some funny shit with me and Michael. Michael dancing.
Yeah, I dance.
There's a lot of shit,
actually. I sneeze.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that you haven't told your podcast fans. The Rappa Packs. Is that what we call them?
Can we say Packs. Don't be disrespectful to them.
No.
No, you call them Packs.
No, I said the Rappa Packs.
Nope, fuck.
What did
You're
I
gonna
say?
Make these people
what
go
did
crazy.
I say? What should I say?
This is a rabid fucking group.
What
the Rappa
called?
Pack is a rabid. That's the rap a R-A-P, capital A, capital P-A-C-K.
Didn't I say that? The Rappa Packs?
No, fuck. Pack. Rappa Pack.
Oh, the Rappa Pack.
There you go.
Okay, I was just...
Your motherfuckers will find you, you down.
Guys, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Guys and girls.
And girls, of course. I'm not
discriminating. Say guys and girls, I'm sorry about that.
Guys and girls, I am sorry for making that plural.
There's a video online that got, I think, 500,000 hits of Dean breaking his ankle on a skateboard. And it is, I would say...
It's fucked.
If there was an award for shit...
Oh, hell yeah.
This should win some kind of award.
Get me out there, man.
Let me preface it. This fucking asshole, he had a GoPro and he was trying to be like on some Tony Hawk shit, and he was at the top of a hill on a skateboard and he's GoProing himself. And the rest is just kind of, you know, GoPro history and Instagram and video.
No helmet on.
No helmet on.
Just the GoPro strapped
around
my head.
And where do we find this video?
So I made a video after it happened,
Where
I could do.
Where the fuck do we find the video, Dean? It's a simple question. The motherfuckers don't... They want
to... Go to YouTube?
Go to YouTube right now.
In the search box.
Go to YouTube. Search. Go in the search box. You're talking to the Rappa Pack like they're dumb fucks.
No.
The Rappa Pack is like, motherfucker,
we know
the search box is.
All right, here, check this out. Go to YouTube. Yeah. Type in GoPro, let someone else be a hero.
GoPro, let someone else be a hero. And if you want to fucking laugh, it's about a minute and a half.
It's about a minute and a half. You'll find my dumbass in the hospital. I keep rolling. I keep going after the ankle break. And let me just tell you, some people thought it was fake. It ended up on the front page of Reddit. That's how I got the traction. But some people were like, oh, it's fake.
People.
This kid's an actor, blah, blah, blah.
No way.
I'm showing Michael my fucking scars
right here.
We're
going to make a little video. Don't worry. This video is going to be...
Let me tell you.
The scars.
I got a plate, 9 screws, all that shit. I couldn't walk for 6 months.
You know, like, this guy's a pain in the ass when he's fully healthy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what kind of a fucking pain in the ass Dean Collins was like?
My mom had to deal with all... She's in my
saint.
Fucking room. Oh, she is.
Your mom, your
she's
parents.
She's a saint.
How
both
have they not, like, disowned you yet? Like, I mean, has that conversation ever come up?
When I threw the party at my house when two kids fell down my stairs, my parents went out of town. Michael was going to come to this party, but basically, actually, a year ago... Probably today.
This is the year anniversary.
This was my 24th
of the Collins
birthday.
Party gone wrong.
Yes, my 24th birthday a year ago, because my birthday is May 30th. My parents went out of town and they told me I could have 5 to 10 people over at the house for my birthday.
5 to 10.
Okay,
people, not five to ten.
I made a Facebook event and I invited 300 people. Okay,
at his parents' house.
That would be a smart idea. Yeah, I was fucking wrong.
And tell me the top three things that went wrong at your 24th birthday. Top three. Go ahead. Three.
Honestly, it was just number one.
Which was what?
Two of my friends fell down the stairs.
But explain what the stairs... They're not. We're not stairs. We're talking about...
Outside.
We're talking about cement stairs.
Cement
outside.
Emergency
not
exit.
Not like emergency exit stairs. We're not talking... Like, you have to make... It's not wood stairs in the house.
Emergency cement exit, stairs. About 20 steps, and it's concrete in an emergency exit in the back of my house where
in
they shouldn't
vestibule.
Have been.
In a vestibule.
Yes.
Like, in like a hallway type of thing. Like yes. Into a basement area.
Let's exactly. Just, into the music
cement
room.
Cement... The music room,
right.
Dean.
No, I just got to plug.
But
know.
That sounds like real pretentious, like the
no,
music
no, no,
room.
No, but we're selling the house. And the,
you gotta oh, you mean, oh, yeah, this is like marketing is, for
it,
selling
it could
the house.
Be a little bit.
It is a nice house.
My brother, Nick Collins.
Nick Collins, you could
Rodeo
find
Rodeo Realty.
But he's not, no. We're not plugging
oh, no.
Rodeo just, Realty on here unless Rodeo Realty wants to pay for sponsorship.
And I'm talking to them, so they're interested.
If they want to pay for sponsorship, we'll
then
talk
they can
about
get
Rodeo
in there.
Realty.
Okay, I got you on
and
that.
Nick Collins, but Nick Collins will not get a shout out
no,
on
he
here
won't.
For free.
Okay,
do you understand?
I respect that. I'm just trying to get a referral fee. Anything I could do, you know what I mean?
No, but I hear you. But don't try to sneak in a free sponsorship plug.
I'm sorry.
There's rabid fans that listen to this.
They
shit.
They don't like that shit.
No, motherfuckers don't want to hear about
bro,
Rodeo
I, you think,
Realty.
Bro, you think I give a shit about them? I'm just trying to like get like
give
I said
give a shit about
to...
who your family?
No. I love
my
family. No, I love you. I'm talking about Rodeo. I'm not going to say it again.
See,
I just,
now you're
I don't
shitting
give,
on Rodeo Realty.
I would never. I care about the fans and you more than I do about
time,
that.
Time. Do you care about your my fans?
Yeah.
More than Rodeo Realty? Who do you
fuck
care about?
Yeah. Stop saying the word because okay. you told me about the
okay.
sponsor, bro.
Okay, so the top three things. So the end result of these two people falling down these
yes.
concrete steps, 20 concrete steps, was what? Break it down.
Okay. One of my friends cracked his head open, blood all over my parents' walls at the house.
Yes.
The other girl... had to have surgery on her arm, her entire forearm as a scar down the middle. My godmother came out of nowhere, shut the whole fucking party down, was like, everybody get the fuck out. She was like, Dean, you're telling your parents when they get back. And I was like, oh God, please no. They'll literally disown me.
Did you feel shame?
I felt so much shame and I really regret the whole thing. You know, it was fun up until that point. If they didn't fall down the stairs, I think we could have kept the party going till 5.
No,
but I digress.
Motherfucker, you had to get people to the... You sent two people to the hospital. Why didn't you take your friends to the hospital?
I had a party to attend to.
So your friends went to the hospital...
Without me there, yes.
And you stayed and partied. Stayed and partied.
I took another shot, and then I tried to get the party out of my house.
And what was the mood like after these two people... This girl
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. People were tripping out, but you know what... We were like, get everybody out. And everyone just kind of looked up at me.
The roof. The roof is on fire.
Yeah, it was like
that,
but no one gave
music.
A shit. Everyone just was like, okay, cool, man.
They wanted to let that motherfucker burn.
They wanted to keep
burn.
It going.
I like this
so,
fucking crew.
Anyway, my
this
parents come home.
This is the kind of
party
home. That I'm talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm saying.
Your
it was
parents
fun.
Come home, and when did the word disown come up? Like, how deep into the conversation?
It was bad. I told them what happened, and I said, look, they said, what do you think your punishment should be? I was still living with my parents at this point. I said, honestly, I'll move out of the house. And my dad looked at me. He's like, I think that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. You totally like.
And your father has a British accent.
Thick British accent.
So your father in a British accent said, get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do it. Like, tell me, like, do it. Like, he said what?
Well, he was cool.
Let me ask you a question. You're half British. Do you like
I'm full Brit. I have a British
passport.
Your
mom is not British.
Yes, she is. I have a British passport.
Your mom's British, too?
Her parents are both British.
Oh, fuck,
I have British citizenship. I have dual citizenship, my man.
I can't stand
what
the British accent.
You're crazy.
I hate.
You're crazy.
I like British people.
Like you say German accent, I understand it. It's a little
German
aggressive.
German accent,
come on.
I mean, it's
that's
like cockroach,
dude.
It's rats, German accent.
You could be saying the sweetest thing to me, I love you, and it sounds like I'm like, oh
I'm
shit,
nervous.
I gotta get the fuck out.
I am nervous when I hear a German accent. You could be whispering sweet nothings
in my
blood. Ear.
I'm Jewish, and I'm not saying that that's still going on, but I'm just
not saying,
saying
it's still going on, but it sounds like
it sounds
might be
like
going
it,
on.
Right? Let me just, so. Look, going back really quick, after the Pacific show, I went to the hotel. That's
okay,
where all
the,
this started,
this started
right?
The, now,
I'm
the,
sorry,
we're,
we got
we're
sidetracked.
We're saying the hotel, and these motherfuckers
fine.
Are not sponsoring
okay, but
the
I just,
show.
They're not. And they're,
okay,
but
fine.
I'm telling you, they're fucks. I keep it real with everybody
okay,
on this podcast,
too. Did you go on, what's the website where you give a review?
No, Yelp.
Fuck them on
no,
Yelp.
No, I should, though.
Fuck them on Yelp.
I should. And you know what? They
if
shut.
If I go into your organization, if I go yeah. into your place, restaurant, fucking, just know I'm a Yelper.
Good, okay, fine.
I don't fuck around. If,
good,
if you
I like
disrespect
that.
Or you don't come with the proper, just general service, you're getting Yelped.
You're getting
Yelped. And I don't pull any punches. My name on Yelp should be I Am Rappaport.
What is it? Tell us
it's
right
Michael
now.
It's Michael Rappaport.
Okay.
But I'm going to make it I Am Rappaport, and it's going to be the I Am Rappaport Yelp page. And we fuck you. Okay, we don't fuck around on Yelp.
And then you get everybody to make the reviews too.
Oh yeah.
Then you're like fucking.
You treat wrong, slow service.
They don't know who they're dealing
snide.
With.
Snide. Well, you're gonna fucking know because
they'll
my Yelp
out.
Page. I'm gonna get you. You fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I were you, Dean, if you want to get on the I Am Rapport podcast, the I Am Rapport Yelp page, get on there and tell this hotel that you didn't appreciate.
Fuck the hotel. I'm not even going to say their name one more time.
The Anonymous Hotel.
The Anonymous Hotel.
They
I go in.
Dean Collins and Pacific the band like shit.
Exactly.
Okay. And now we're the judges now.
Yeah,
we're the judge and the jury.
What now, bitch?
Yeah, fucker.
And, yeah, fuck you. And so we go there. We're having a good after party. You know what I mean? Everyone's there. A lot of girls. A little stripper pole in there. Everything is like.
Now, is anybody
fun.
On the stripper pole?
Oh yeah, I got videos to show you just like off the cuff right here. I could show you some crazy shit. Whoa. It was fun. We get down after our shows. Whoa. And for real. And so the manager comes in, words were exchanged, whatever, and he told me that we were never allowed to come back.
You or Pacific the band?
Me,
and your whole posse?
Me specifically, and Daniel, who's the guitarist in my band.
Cash.
Us too. He said, don't even fucking bother. And I'm like, I love this establishment. Like, I enjoy this hotel. Like, this is where we come.
And
he said, don't bother, right? So I said, fine. He blacklisted us.
So you're blacklisted from this hotel, right? Which we're not even... See, you know how we're fucking you, hotel? We're not saying your name.
We're not even going to say it because I don't want to give you that. I don't
you're not getting
give you
free
that.
Sponsorship.
Yeah, fuck you.
You're not getting free commercial airspace on the I Am Rapaport podcast, which is a fucking worldwide phenomenon. So we're fucking you by talking about your hotel...
Haven't said it.
But not saying
it. And
which
guess
is
what? We're going to even bleep it. If I accidentally say it, I'm going to bleep it.
Miles and
fucker.
Jordan. Miles, I have a. You know that my sound guy's name is Miles Davis, and he's.
Oh, I love that.
He's either Oriental or Japanese.
Miles Davis?
His actual name is Miles Davis.
That's almost like the dude we worked with, John Cusack. That tripped me out, too. Holy shit.
We have a friend who's a great. He worked on When the Garden Was Eaten.
Good guy.
Really good guy. His name's John Cusack. And he has the disposition that he's been broken down. By having to deal with the fact that his name is John Cusack.
It's like Office Space with Michael Bolton, dude.
His fucking name is John Cusack. And it's like
my
every
heart
time,
goes out to the guy.
Yeah, if I told him, I said, why don't you just stop telling people that's your name?
But you know what? It's like, that's his name. And, and you don't want to shy away. Like, I get
but
that,
you're
dude.
Never going to be the John Cusack that 99.9% of the people associate with. And John Cusack, the guy that we know, I feel like he's demoralized and he's lost.
Oh, 100%.
He doesn't want to fight that fight anymore. I should just say your name is John Scott. Scott or John Cruzak or something.
Cruzak.
Do something.
That's funny. Yeah, he could switch it around.
All right, this
but
is the
anyway, last thing. I got blacklisted.
From the hotel, which we're not naming.
I'm not
you.
Saying
ha,
it.
Ha.
Check this out.
Yeah.
1 year later.
Yeah.
I'm drunk. I'm at a bar with my buddy Daniel. I'm drunk and he's trying to cool me off. We walk into this hotel.
Yeah.
We go up to the roof and I'm just like, oh, this is great. Manager comes up. Maybe 3 minutes of us walking to this hotel. And he goes, you two, get the fuck out of here. I fucking
the
know
same
your
manager.
Same dude. He goes, I know your faces. We have pictures of you in our fucking system. You're blacklisted. Get the fuck out. And he literally came down and like pushed us out of his hotel.
Which brings us to the beginning of this conversation, which was Russell Westbrook is definitely winning in life compared to like where you're at.
Of course.
And I can't like deny that. He's killing you. Like Russell Westbrook is welcomed when he goes into a hotel.
But guess what? I'm on the I Am Rapaport podcast. So who's really fucking?
Hell yeah. Russell Westbrook hasn't arrived on the I Am Rapaport podcast. Yo, this is the I Am Rapaport podcast. Right now, we're getting into the Robert De Niro line of the week. I'm out with my man, Dean Collins. I Am Rapaport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses, Casper.com. It's an award-winning sleep startup. Go to Casper.com, $50 off purchase of any size mattress. Put in the code Rapaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, Casper Mattress in New York City. You could keep the bed for 100 nights. You could get your freak on for 100 nights. If you do not like the bed after 100 nights, you can return the mattress within 100 days. That's a guarantee. The bed will be delivered between 2 to 5 days anywhere in the United States and Canada. New technology. The bed will come in a fucking box. Casper.com. The promo code is Rapaport. You get $50 off the mattress. We do not plug. We do not support. We do not take sponsorship from anything we have not tried and we are not passionate about 450%. This is the I Am Rapaport podcast and we fuck with Casper.com. This is the I Am Rapaport podcast doing the De Niro line of the week. We're going to go to Taxi Driver once again. The De Niro line of the week is actually Martin Scorsese, the actor who was in the scene, he's got Robert De Niro driving around the city, basically stalking his girlfriend. And Martin Scorsese, the director, acts in the scene, and De Niro doesn't say shit. But as Martin Scorsese said, he's so good in the scene, he's sort of acting with the back of his head. So we're on the camera. The camera's on Scorsese in the back seat, and De Niro's looking at him through the rearview mirror, and you just feel the tension. But Scorsese's performance is just totally off the wall, and the dialogue is totally off the wall. So he's got De Niro parked outside his girlfriend's apartment, and his girlfriend is up there with a black dude, and he's all freaked out about the fact that his girlfriend's cheating, and she's cheating with a black dude, and Scorsese is acting in the car with De Niro. So the De Niro line of the week this week is actually going to be by Martin Scorsese, and the line is, and I'll try to do it like he's doing it in that high-pitched early 70s cadence of Martin Scorsese. He's like, "Have you ever seen what a 44 Magnum will do to a woman's pussy? Now that you should see. What a 44 Magnum will do to a woman's pussy, that is something you should see." And the thing that's interesting about that is that it's so graphic. Have you ever seen what a 44 Magnum will do, a 44 Magnum, a gun, big-ass gun, will do to a woman's pussy? Now that you should see. What a 44 Magnum will do to a woman's pussy, you should see that. That is the De Niro line of the week, delivered to De Niro by Martin Scorsese in the masterpiece that is Taxi Driver. This is the Ian Rapoport podcast, and we're out.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.